I have a question for you. Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in miracles? Have you ever prayed for a miracle? And if you've prayed for a miracle, do you still believe in miracles? Miracles are something that for a lot of us we want to believe in, and yet sometimes we have difficulty believing in them. Our scripture reading this morning is about miracles. And we've heard, those of us who've grown up in the church, this story again and again and again. And yet sometimes it just kind of rolls over us. This is miraculous, what happened in this scripture. Now, I'm going to tell you, in our time and era, we would have more than a little trouble if our 13 or 14, maybe at the high end, 15-year-old daughter came home and told us that she was going to be with child and it was the Holy Spirit. We would have her quickly, probably, on her way to her psychiatric unit. In this era, not unlike ours, this young, barely woman, Mary, has miraculous things to happen to her in the words of our scripture. I got to tell you, miracles are something that I've had quite a journey with in my own life. I've experienced miracles with awe. I have so wanted to believe in them. I've experienced them a little bit, thinking about it with humor, with skepticism, with fear, and then with awe. But I can lay a lot of my problems with miracles at the feet of my friend George Mears. Because when I was a kid, George Mears had an expression, and I think it partly came from Andy Griffiths of Mayberry. If any of you ever watched that TV show, Gomer Pyle, he would say, "Shazam! It's a miracle!" And he said it all the time. And so he would say it, you know, if he passed a test, "Shazam! It's a miracle!" I see some of you who are nodding. You've had those moments. He would say that if he found an extra piece of pizza that was still left in the refrigerator. Shazam! It's a miracle. George and I got off to a rocky start. I thought he was very annoying. And in my younger years, I was part of the Christmas pageant. About you guys' age. I loved the Christmas pageant. And for me, it was full of the awe and miracles of Christmas. The story, the angels, the miracle of Jesus' birth. And when I read when the scripture was acted out that I just read this morning, in the back was George clowning around saying, "Shazam, it's a miracle." So I can't read this scripture at some level without hearing George in my ears. Well, I've come a long way from my annoyance and my own skepticism and fears and ushering in the awe, the deep regard for miracles that I experience as your pastor. Many of us are skeptical. Many of us wonder about this divine intervention in our world and in our lives. We read of the miracles in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and yet we wonder, can and does the divine, the Almighty, break into our world today? I think we want to hope that he does. We've completed a prayer series this fall, and we're living out of our understanding, ongoing prayer in our lives. I asked earlier, have you ever prayed for a miracle? And if you did, do you still believe in miracles? We become afraid in talking with God and asking of God for something that it won't happen. I knew a little girl once who never would tell her parents what she wanted for her birthday or what she wanted for Christmas because she was afraid she wouldn't get it. And if she didn't get what she asked for, it would mean my parents aren't listening to me or they don't care. They really don't love me enough to give me what I want. Isn't that something of what we do with God? As we talk with God, as we pray to God, we're afraid that if what we seek from for God, what we seek from God doesn't happen, then is God not listening? Is God not loving us? Does God not care? Or even worse, and I hear this sometimes, is God punishing me for something that I've done? Did I not love him enough that he's not granted my prayer? When God comes to Mary, as the angel comes and ushers in this miracle, she also is afraid. The angel senses that, and God knows that before she is ever told by Gabriel what Gabriel wants of her. He says, Mary, don't be troubled. Do not be afraid. He understood her fears. He understood her skepticism. What I hear in Mary is her humanity and her fears and her skepticism, but also her response. Because this is a woman, a young woman, who trusted God. This wasn't a new breaking in her world of a relationship with God. And as the scripture unfolds, she responds. Makes me realize that sometimes we don't get miracles because we get so focused on how we believe they should look, what we believe should happen. And so as we talk with God of the yearnings of our hearts, we've already figured out what God needs to do about it, and we tell him. The miraculous part of this story, first for me, is Mary's response. And it's a trust that what will unfold will be of God. If you have ever had a tremendously difficult time in your life, you know that truth. That the miracles aren't always the ones we think we are looking for. Miracles are wonders that are performed by God. And our response enables us to experience and participate in the miracle. There are miracles all around us. Can you see them? We had a whole group of miracles before us this morning. Did you hear their words? Did you experience their joy? These little ones that came from babes, proclaiming, surviving some of our parenting. Is that a miracle? That we can raise our children with God's help. There's a miracle of forgiveness. Forgiveness is all around us. Forgiveness comes out of our work and God's grace. And I will tell you, forgiveness is a miracle. I look at some of you, and you are walking miracles to me. You've honored Mike and me and trusted us with your stories. And you're walking miracles. Surviving grief is a miracle. It stops us cold in our tracks. It feels like everything we count on gets ripped out from underneath us. It's a miracle of God's grace in your life and my life that steads us to survive grief. Loving after trauma is a miracle. Something has to heal in us to love again and to experience love. And that comes from God. Celebrating life while living with a potentially terminal illness is a miracle. It helps us not just focus on the event that may be happening in our bodies, but this life, love of the Spirit that transcends our bodies. Finding our way back from addiction is a miracle. Hard work and God's grace. Finding salvation when we are lost in sin is a miracle. And those of us who know what it's like to be lost in sin know we come back. And more so, out of God's grace, He saves us. So I see in Mary the truth that we can receive miracles, we can experience miracles as we open ourselves up to God's presence. God is there. Bidden or unbidden, God is there, working in our lives, working around us. It is our participation in the miracle that hinges on our experiencing God, on how we handle the gifts that God gives to each of us. And we need God's presence to do that. Wade Burton tells a story of a man who was traveling from Chicago to Miami. He was on a bus. And he stopped in Atlanta. And while he was sitting at the lunch counter getting a bite to eat, a woman came out of the ladies' room and she sat down beside him and she just shoved her baby in his arms and she said, "Can you hold my baby for a minute?" And he said, "Well, yes." And he thought maybe she was having, you know, some distress and expected her to go back to the ladies' room. But instead, she ran out the front door and disappeared into the crowded street. Wade Burton says the man was stunned. He didn't know what to do. Should he put the baby down on the counter and run after her? He finally got enough presence about him to go to the traveler's aid booth. And soon they found the mother, the real mother. It was another woman who had snatched this child. Why had she snatched it? Why then has she decided to hand it to this man? We don't know. But a joyous mother was reunited with her child. And this man was relieved. He didn't know what to do with that baby. We hear this story. What does Mary do with this baby? this gift from God, who will be the Savior of the world. Well, she loves it. She receives him. She nurtures him. She cares for him. She teaches him, I am sure, to love his God. What do we do with the baby? And that's a question for us. What do you and I do with this baby? In less than 2 weeks, we will celebrate the coming of the Christ child. But what do we do with that gift? Is it an event or a miraculous transformation that steads us not for something to sing about and reenact on a Sunday morning, but in the trenches to undergird us in our living? The miracle of Christmas is the Christ child is of hope, of life, of love. Not for a season, not for a story, but for our living. Go to receive the gift of this Savior. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.